This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to the second hour of Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joined on the phone now by East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. Good evening. How are you, sir?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. We never got our sunshine today.
No, we didn't. We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed. It's got to be out there. It's got to be coming one of these days.
I'm sure. Maybe we'll just save up for a really great day coming up here. You went to a great event Friday night, and because of all the events you go to, I may have to tell you which one it was. You attended the Hatching at the Hatch, what's being called a student business incubator in East Lansing. Tell me about that event, and then we'll talk about the Hatch.
Well, it was a great event, Cheryl. We're working really hard in East Lansing to create a center that really helps recognize and promote entrepreneurism. And this last piece, the Hatching, is an incubator for students on the campus of Michigan State University. When I say on the campus, the Hatch is actually located in downtown East Lansing, adjacent to our Technology Innovation Center. It's actually part of the new Technology Innovation Center. And last Thursday evening, we kicked off with the Hatching and cut the ribbon and opened this new center for students who have ideas and have the entrepreneurial spirit to have a place to come together and to network with each other and have shared services and be able to get their new business idea kind of off the drawing boards, if you will.
And what kind of, when we're talking about shared services, so we have a building, you know, that they can come in and use. What is in there available for them to use, or what would be these services from what you understand?
Well, this is really interesting. You know, the internet is there and available to them, a conference table, workstations. They had whiteboards all over. It's a very unique area, very unique room, if you will. And they have the ability to draw upon some of the knowledge that and the experience of the businesses that are in the Technology Innovation Center. You know, instead of sitting in your dorm room or, you know, if you're living in the area, some businesses start in the basement of the family home or the garage of the family home. There's one that a lot of people might recognize by the name of Google that actually started that way. One of the co-founders of Google is an East Lansing native. And what this is doing, what the Hatch is going to do, is give these young entrepreneurs an opportunity to work with each other and work with some experienced professionals to help take this idea and start to transform it into a business plan and actually birth that business, if you will, hatch that business idea. And as it gets up and gets running, then they can move into the incubator and actually incubate that business.
And who is eligible for to begin working in or to come to the Hatching? Who is this aimed at, or how do they find out if they are eligible?
Well, it's aimed directly towards students at Michigan State University, and I really want to acknowledge and applaud Michigan State University. They have underwritten this program with a grant of $100,000 that helped get the facility in a position that it could begin to be used, and it's also some money to help some of these young entrepreneurs get a start to their business. That was a very important grant and a very significant grant that the university made.
That was one of the questions I had for you was where does funding for this come from? Is that what they're operating off of at this point? Are there any more dollars coming into them that you're aware of?
Well, right now, all that I'm aware of is the grant by Michigan State. Now, if you're going to be a part of the Hatch or a member of the Hatch, there is some nominal rent that is charged. Again, the idea is to help budding entrepreneurs develop a business plan and start to build the foundation, if you will, of a business and kind of get that up and go through the steps and the paces, if you will. I made the observation during my comments the other evening, and being a career commercial finance individual and someone that worked in the area of lending administration and providing financial resources to businesses, there's always been a gap. And that gap is, I have this great idea. How do I get a business started, and how can I grow the business or get the business to a point where I can then begin to acquire the more traditional services, the type of financing and the professional services that are available that take some economic resources? There's been a gap. That gap has now been closed with the Hatch and the Technology Innovation Center and the some volunteer resources and other professional resources that are available. These entrepreneurs, as I mentioned, can start to develop a business plan and actually get a business up and running and start to move it through the paces until they get to a point where they can start to contract for more traditional or conventional services.
It sounds to me, Vic, that one of the important aspects of this is being in that Technology Innovation Center with some mentoring. It sounds like there's some mentoring available to go on kind of to bounce some of these ideas off. I mean, they're among a pretty good crowd there. One of their neighbors is Prima Civitas.
Prima Civitas is just MSU Technologies is located. This is all on the third floor of what most of your listeners would remember as the Jacobson's department store in downtown East Lansing. And on that third floor, you now have the Technology Innovation Center. You have MSU Technologies, which is helping to move research and other ideas to commercialize that, move it off campus. You have MSU Business Connect. You now have the Hatch, and Prima Civitas has just moved into the building on the second floor. So there's a real nucleus, if you will, of resources and opportunities to help take the young entrepreneur or anyone who has an idea and wants to start to develop a business. Those resources are there. And they're concentrated basically in this one area.
Well, when we routinely talk about entrepreneurship and helping businesses and jobs in Michigan, this is an example of MSU and a group of business folks who have put their money where their mouth is and made it happen.
It is. And I also have to applaud the efforts of the staff in the City of East Lansing's Planning and Community Development Division. That's really where a lot of the initiative and the city's Downtown Development Authority, the Technology Innovation Center, is a project of the City of East Lansing's Downtown Development Authority, and that our volunteers from the businesses in the downtown area and other interested members of the community, and they really provided the initial funding to get the Technology Innovation Center in place and to remodel get all of the furnishings for the TIC, and working in conjunction now with Michigan State University. It's another excellent example of the many partnerships that the city enjoys with Michigan State.
Well, without question, it's an exciting opportunity, as you said, for young folks who've got the ideas, just didn't have the wherewithal or the backing to get it up and running. I think it's going to be an amazing program, a great program, and I look forward to following it along. Also encourage folks to go, of course, to the City of East Lansing website. I mean, there's some amazing information. I've got it up in front of me about all kinds of different programs. So, as always, Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for your continuing interest in the city and all of the things we're doing to try to help jumpstart the Mid-Michigan economy.
Well, very much so, and you're in the middle of a lot of that. We thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good night. We've been speaking with Vic Loomis, who is East Lansing mayor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.